Hey, this is Rebecca Dirks with PremierGuitar.com. We are here talking to Nels Klein at a Wilco show, and we're going to check out his gear. Obviously, you're known for the Jazzmaster, so you want to talk about this one here?
Well, this is my main Jazzmaster. This is the first one I ever owned. I bought it from Mike Watt, my friend, inspiration, fearless bass player. And it's 1959. I've broken virtually everything on it at some point. Except for the knobs and the pickups. And it has a mastery bridge, as virtually all of my guitars, Jaguars and Jazzmasters, have the mastery bridge, so the strings don't move around. I've played it a lot. It was black when I got it. I've almost kind of worn a good groove in here playing behind the bridge. Broken pieces off the headstock when I fell on my guitar. But the reason I love Jazzmasters is everything about the shape, the feel of the guitar, the sound, and strings behind the bridge, and virtual indestructibility. So, hence my Jazzmaster fixation.
Yeah, that one's taking a good beating
yeah,
there.
It's got a little wear. And when I got it, I didn't know anything about slapboard fingerboards. I didn't know this was such a great guitar. I used to throw it around mercilessly when I was playing with the Geraldine Fibbers, this band I played in after I played with Watt. And then I realized after playing other Jazzmasters that this was a particularly good one. But I also have another 59 as a backup with Wilco that's just stained black. It's not the original finish either and has a mastery bridge on it. It's somewhere back there.
And what kind of strings are you stringing that up with?
All my guitars except for my fake Telecaster and my Jerry Jones Shorthorn have GHS 12s.
Oh, wow.
Those guitars have GHS 11s because I want to get a little more twang, a little more note bending. I don't do a whole lot of note bending, more with Wilco than in my own music, but also I play pretty hard, so I like a little resistance. It's the only thing I like about Jazzmasters is the extra string length, you know, more tension.
And so do you tune all of these standard?
Yes, I have one guitar that we'll pull out of the box that's not in standard tuning, and I have one that was made by Bill Hentz and Tim Thalen here in Des Moines that's a Rosewood version of a Jazzmaster style guitar that I keep in drop D.
Well, let's check out some of these other guitars.
Okay, let's get to that one. This is the what I call the Rosewood Monster. I was approached by Tim Thalen and his buddy Bill Hentz about building me a Rosewood Jazzmaster because they had seen Jeff Tweedy playing his Rosewood Telly. And I thought that, well, for one thing, that they were insane. But beyond that, I thought, sure, why not? And they came up with this guitar. All I asked them to do was put equidistant cross inlays in, which they later told me was a total pain in the ass because I like equidistant crosses and no, I'm not Swiss. And they asked if they could put a Strat pickup in because they had had someone come into the shop that they have here called the Luthry. And they'd had very good success adding this Strat pickup, and then I can access it with this little switch here. It's a little bit like Pop Staples. He had a had it there. It's probably not the best spot. They put it in a better spot. And it's all rosewood. It's chambered, so it's not ridiculously heavy, but as you can see, it is all rosewood. So, and I play it in drop D, which with Wilco would be songs like Theologians and a song on the new record called Whole Love and Sunken Treasure. And that way I don't have to be jumping around tuning like I used to. And I play this one really almost all the time because it sounds marvelous. These are Duncan Antiquities, which I really, really like. I think they're modeled on the good sounding Jazzmaster pickups. But it's a little heavy, frankly, for my, I have neck and shoulder issues. Beautiful. I'm very lucky. It has vintage tremolo, which I find works better than the ones they're making now. These are getting harder to find, but worth the effort. And see the mastery bridge.
So is that a Fender Strat pickup?
This is a Duncan, yeah. This is a very unspecial guitar to the rest of the world, no doubt. It's a faded, you know, Les Paul double cutaway with P90s that Jeff Tweedy gave me when I joined the band that he had gotten from Gibson for some very, very small amount. But it's a guitar I play in open tuning. This is GG. D-G-G-D. It's a lot of G's. Usually I tend to tune them a little more like that, a little out of tune, but I play it on, I used to play it on Kingpin. I played it on a song called I Might from the new album, and it's I play it with a bottleneck, and it sounds something like this. I like that with the unison strings, any little bit of angle I get on the bottle will make beats and slightly in and out of tune, you know, like this. See, I like that sound. And it's virtually indestructible for a Gibson, although the headstock did snap